About 70 protesters rallied outside EMU's Welch Hall today. The crowd, many of them EMU staff and union supporters, are critical of Regents for approving a 10-year contract with the privately owned company Chartwell's to provide dining services at the school. Howard Bunces is an EMU professor and union representative. He says the Board of Regents are rushing into an agreement which could have negative consequences.
We want them to do the right thing. What's right by our students? That's what we want them to do. What's right by our students is not to take action that makes them pay more money. It is so hard for our students to get through today. Putting extra dollars on them for poor quality food is not the way to help our students succeed.
The agreement with Chartwell's has in it that the early years, there will be no changes from their point of view.
Financially, that is. That's EMU's interim president, Donald Lobnow. He says the Board of Regents is responsible for determining food cost, not Chartwell's.
But regardless, our Board of Regents ultimately establishes what the board costs for our students are. And that will be true over the 10-year period of the relationship with Chartwell's.
Union reps say some student employees with dining services are concerned their jobs will be at risk under a for-profit company. But student representatives supported a contract with Chartwell's during a Board of Regents meeting today. Tanasia Morton is student body president at EMU.
After doing much research and listening to a lot of different opinions and just hearing different people speak, that I feel like privatization is a good thing for students and will benefit the students.
Morton says her decision was influenced by the company's promise to bring new dining options to the school, including the Ann Arbor-based Zingerman's. The contract with Chartwell's begins July 1st. EMU administrators say many of the renovations to the school's dining areas should be completed by the fall. Amanda LeClaire, 89.1 WEMU News.